AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump meet tonight in what may be their only debate before November's election. Sagar Magani has a preview.
Forget never having faced off with each other. They've never even met each other.
The stakes for Tuesday night's debate couldn't be any greater.
University of Michigan presidential debate expert Aaron Call says this is essentially the general election's biggest night. There will be no bigger audience.
A minute from a 90-minute debate could impact thousands, tens of thousands of votes, which it could be enough for this very close election expected in November.
Trump's campaign says his edge is his unpredictability, comparing the challenge facing Harris to a boxer going into the ring against Muhammad Ali. But Harris is a longtime prosecutor, known for landing her own pointed punches. Given that it could be one night only, and the history surrounding President Biden turning the Democratic ticket over to Harris,
could go down as, you know, one of the most impactful presidential debates of all time.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's vowing to press ahead with requiring proof of citizenship for new voters as part of a bill to avoid a partial government shutdown. He's doing so even though the measure appears likely to be voted down. The Israeli military has released video footage of a Gaza tunnel where it says six hostages were recently killed by Hamas. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari is the IDF spokesman.
Narrow tunnel with no rooms that is so low you can't stand up straight in it. The tunnel is about 120 meters long and ends in a blocked iron door. This short blocked part of the tunnel is where the hostages were held and murdered.
Ukrainian drones targeted multiple Russian regions overnight, including Moscow. A regional governor says drones hit two multi-story residential buildings in a town just outside the capital, one killed and eight injured. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street after several weeks of sharp swings. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%. The Dow slipped 92 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. Oracle jumped 11.4%. The business software maker helped lead the market after delivering stronger than expected results. Gains for several other big tech stocks also helped. That offset drops for banks following discouraging comments from several top bank executives at an industry conference. JPMorgan Chase lost 5.2%. Goldman Sachs gave back 4.4%. Treasury yields ease in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Incomes are back to pre-pandemic levels. The Census Bureau reports the median household income, adjusted for inflation, rose 4% to more than $80,000 last year. That's roughly the same as 2019, restoring most Americans' purchasing power after the biggest price spike in four decades. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.